From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. US President Barack Obama says evidence indicates that the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was caused by a surface-to-air missile launched from areas in Ukraine controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Speaking in the White House briefing room, Mr. Obama called for an immediate ceasefire in the region, and he warned Russia against interfering in the investigation. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Lorna Shaddock reports.
Mr. Obama began by saying that the deaths of 298 men, women, children and infants on Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 are an outrage of unspeakable proportions. And while being careful not, as he called it, to get ahead of the facts, the president made it clear that the plane was brought down with a missile fired from a rebel area.
What we have confidence in saying right now is that a surface-to-air missile was fired and that's what brought the jet down. We have confidence in saying that that shot was taken within a territory that is controlled by the Russian separatists.
He added that one U.S. citizen is known to have died and called for an international inquiry into the crash. President Obama also noted that Russia had provided arms and weapons training to rebels in control of eastern Ukraine and called on President Putin to work with the Ukrainian government and take what he called the diplomatic path towards resolving the crisis.
There were tragic scenes today at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, where the flight originated. Over half the victims were Dutch nationals. FSN's Sandra Gutman was there as relatives gathered.
They've been taken to a nearby hotel to try to keep them together, offer a consolation from staff members of Malaysian Airlines. We here are there to help them through these very difficult times.
Han ten Broek is a prominent Dutch parliamentarian. He spoke to FSN in The Hague.
It is a conflict area. So if the conflict had anything to do with the downing of this aircraft, then that needs to be found out.
And in Australia, fingers are being pointed at Russia as the country mourns 28 of its citizens aboard the plane. At the United Nations Security Council, Australia's Deputy Permanent Representative, Philippa King.
There is mounting evidence that the crash was caused by a missile strike and was downed in territory not controlled by Ukrainian authorities, and mounting credible information that this was conducted by separatist militia groups acting with the assistance of others.
The Russian ambassador told the UN Security Council that Moscow is putting, in his words, all the blame for the disaster on the authorities in Kiev. In other news, Israel's ground offensive in Gaza continues. At least 27 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier have been killed since it began on Thursday. President Obama telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said he's hopeful that the Israelis will minimize civilian casualties. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More now on the conflict in Gaza. The Israeli ambassador to Britain, Daniel Taub, says his country's forces have taken out of action around 40% of Hamas rockets in Gaza. And he blamed the Palestinian militants for the civilian casualties already incurred.
Hamas doesn't use weapons to protect its civilians. It uses the civilians to protect its weapons. And in that situation, unfortunately, as careful as you can be, there is no way of ensuring that you can actually deal with this threat without a risk of civilian casualty.
Daoud Kutab is a Palestinian journalist based in Amman, Jordan. He says the ground invasion cannot achieve its goals.
We have to find a way out of this violence. This violence against the violence does not really produce any results. And we need some people with wisdom and some people with moderation to try to find a solution that can reduce the underlying causes of this conflict.
The former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been acquitted of paying for sex with an underage prostitute. His conviction last year has now been overturned on appeal, as FSN's Elena Cassas reports from our bureau in Rome.
He was sentenced to 7 years in jail last year for paying dancer Karima Al-Maroug, better known as Ruby the Heart Stealer, for sex in 2010 when she was 17. Both parties have always denied they ever had sex, and the court said that was decisive. Berlusconi was also cleared of abusing his power to cover the case up by telling police Al-Maroug was the niece of Hosni Mubarak. He still faces another trial on charges of bribing a pimp to provide false testimony in a separate prostitution case.
Elena Cassas, she is now heading to eastern Ukraine. You'll hear her reporting from there next week, alongside the rest of the FSN team in Kiev, Moscow, Brussels, the United Nations, and of course here in Washington. That is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.